The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
So how do we prevent gum disease? Is it as simple as regular flossing? Joining us now is Dr. Brona Keane, dentist, a.k.a. Ireland's tooth fairy. Brona, thanks indeed for talking to us. Just start by doing the science bit, if you will. What exactly is gum disease?
So gum disease is basically the inflammation of the gums. So at the beginning, it's going to be just swollen gums and there's not going to be any bone involvement. And this is when it's called gingivitis. That's when your dentist might say gingivitis as opposed to periodontal disease. And then periodontal disease is when there is then bone involvement. So the gingivitis is when it's actually still kind of like reversible, let's say. But when there's bone involvement, then that is no longer reversible. But the important thing that I always tell patients is that, like, when you get your gum disease back under control, so if you've noticed bleeding and then there's no more bleeding and it's all under control, it's a progressive disease. So it's never going to be like stabilized 100%. So that's why you can't just go to the dentist, get your clean, brush for really well for a month and then like drop off a cliff with it. You have to be persistent with it because otherwise it will come back and pick up where it left off.
Okay. By the way, I should say, if you do have questions for Brona, get them in 087 1400 106. So why does gum disease occur?
So it's going to be, it's bacteria that are basically the P. gingivalis is a bacteria that's causing the gum disease. And it's just the inflammation of the gums and then the breakdown of bone. So it's the breakdown and changing of the support tissues around the teeth. And then that's what's leading to your deep pockets. So the pockets is the gap between the gums and the teeth. And then you're starting to get your loose teeth. You're starting to lose teeth, like actually lose them. And then you are also like bad breath is going to be associated with it as well.
Okay. So if left untreated, what's the impact of gum disease?
Yeah, so if it's left untreated, it's just going to, as I said, it's going to progress.
Oh, sorry, yes. Those things, you mentioned those things. Sorry, they were all, yeah. Diet, how important is that?
So the diet is going to play a role. There's not going to be like one magic food that's going to like cure it all. Your oral hygiene, as you mentioned, with the flossing is going to be really important. But then in terms of diet, like it's just about having like an all-round balanced diet to support your immune system to prevent it. But like things like omegas, vitamin C, like your nuts, all of that is going to help. And that's why, like, back in the olden days, like, sailors would have got scurvy, which was the deficiency in the vitamin C, and they had, like, their bleeding gums and their loose teeth. So it shows how important the vitamin C is and a balanced diet in playing a role with your gum health.
Okay, so talk us through again what we should be doing.
So the main risk factors associated with are going to be your poor oral hygiene. So just making sure that you're brushing with whatever toothbrush suits you best. And then just make sure you're also cleaning between the teeth, preferably with interdental brushes, because they're going to be like little pipe cleaners, as opposed to sometimes the floss can be a bit technique sensitive, but I would prefer you to get them with floss than get them with nothing. But the little interdental brushes, if they're a snug fit, are going to brush into those pockets that I just mentioned.
Sorry, are they the little the toothbrushes with just a very small head, tiny little head on them?
Yes, and they're just they're just go between your fingers, so they're not on a long stick. But you can get them on a long stick.
Oh, sorry, I know the things you mean. Sorry, yes, I understand. And you think they're better than floss?
They are definitely the gold standard, yeah, because you want them to be super snug between your teeth, because a lot of the time when people use their floss, they actually just go chuck, chuck, chuck between their teeth and they're just actually hammering down the gum. But what you need to do is gently bring it between the teeth and then actually plunge it under the gum in a C shape around the tooth. So by the time you actually do that, and the chances of everyone doing that correctly is so slim, and the brushes are going to do that effect, but in a more efficient manner.
Can I be really honest with you, Brona? Just one-to-one. Nobody else is listening, obviously. I find flossing, I'm not great at doing it. Especially when you're going to bed at night and you're wrecked, the last thing you want to be doing. And then in the morning you're tearing around. It's hard to find the time, isn't it?
Genuinely, it is hard to find the time. And even coming from me, it is a pain, but it is so important, because without doing it, it's missing 40% of the teeth. So what I always tell people when they're kind of slacking off, and like even I'll slack off coming up to my 6-month clean, but like you just, a really good idea is to start after you've got a dental cleaning, because otherwise you're going to get so disheartened trying to do this with the areas blocked. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah.
So
at
least if you've had a fresh cleaning, you're going to be able to get in with them. You're not going to get disheartened. And you, like, you only have to do them once a day. So find the time that suits you. If you're a morning person, do them in the morning. If you're an evening person, do them in the evening. Do them once a day, because otherwise you're actually missing 40% of your teeth. So it's like going out with half your head washed. We just wouldn't do it anywhere else. So that's like,
I have gone out with half my head washed a couple of times. But anyway.
Bad example.
Carol, I take the point you're making. Carol has got in touch. I'm 65. Can you ask the dentist, Brona, is there something I can do for sensitive teeth? Is there a coating I can get on them?
Yeah, so there's actually loads of things that you can do for sensitive teeth. Now, if it's specifically in relation to gum disease, because obviously that's what we're talking about, you can get gum recession with your gum disease, and that can expose your dentine, and that could be your source of sensitivity, in which case you may need to get little fillings. But if there's no underlying conditions and you've got checked by your dentist and the fillings aren't appropriate or whatever, then you can actually, making sure that you're using a sensitive toothpaste is going to help with no whitening agent, because that's going to make them more sensitive. Also, making sure that you spit, don't rinse. You can also rub your sensitive toothpaste on. And then another thing that I suggest sometimes is you can put like a GC mousse that you can get in pharmacies, and you put that in a retainer or a little whitening tray or a retainer or anything like that, and you wear it overnight, and that's going to help to reduce the sensitivity, along with any ingredients that have potassium, and a potassium is going to help to desensitize the teeth. And those would be the GC mousse, and anything with potassium, like your Sensikin, are going to be your best.
Okay, last quick question for you, Brona. Are water flossers any good? Kay wants to know. I don't even know what water flossers are.
Okay. So water flossers, I think they have a place in oral hygiene, which would be like if you had bridges or implants or something like that. But what is really key to note is that they do not substitute for flossing or your interdental brushes, preferably the interdental brushes. But they're to be used with, so as an adjunct, as opposed to instead of. And they basically just like hose out the debris. But what they're not going to do is actually brush the between the teeth and get rid of the bacteria.
Okay. All right. Listen, brilliant advice. We'd loads more to ask you, but we do have to leave it there. Dr. Brona Keane, dentist, aka Ireland's Tooth Fairy, thank you indeed for talking to The Hard Shoulder.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.